I'm thrilled because I have some special guests in the studio with me this afternoon. Pianist Mark Carver, who is part of the faculty at Carnegie Mellon University, and a fabulous soprano, Jessica Rivera. And they are stopping by to talk a little bit about their newest album that they've done, an homage to Victoria de Los Angeles, with music of Literes, Manuel de Falla, Obradors, Rodrigo, Granados, Torina. It's a beautiful collection, also Toroba. And we're going to talk to them a little bit about that. Thanks so much for being here this afternoon.
Thanks for having us, Sam. No,
absolutely. You know, Mark, you told me about this. You had just gotten back because you, I think you went out of the country maybe to record
this?
We
actually recorded this in Boston.
And this one is in Boston.
Harvard.
Oh, at Harvard. Excellent.
I always knew one way or the other I'd get into Harvard.
And you got into Harvard, and you know what? You didn't even have to pass any tests. Good for you.
Easy.
Easy peasy. how did you two meet?
Well, we met through the clarinetist, Eleanor Weingartner. She is now the principal clarinetist at the Orquesta Sinfonica in Mexico City. Mm-hmm. And she had the connection with Urtex Digital Classics. But she's from this area, and she and Mark knew each other through the University of Pittsburgh. And when she was inquiring about sopranos to work with for the disc, my name came up. So she contacted me and said, I would love to have you do a disc of music for soprano, clarinet, and piano. And I already have a pianist in mind, my friend Mark Carver, that I know from the Pittsburgh area. And so Mark and I and Ellie all met here, I think it was the summer of 2006, somewhere, 2007-ish,
somewhere
in there. And we all met here for the first time in person and went through all the repertoire that we were looking at and made the selections. And then that's how the first disc came into being.
Wonderful. And now this is the third, which honors, of course, the great soprano Victoria. And tell me a little bit about the choices that you made, because this is some beautiful, beautiful music.
Well, we had a lot of help from our producer and her husband, because they're really so well-versed with the repertoire that she sang.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these things I know I had never heard before. Some of them are standard. But it was Marisa's husband, Benjamin Juarez,
mm-hmm.
who was really, really instrumental in helping us pare down some of the great things that she sang that mm-hmm. we wanted to use to memorialize her.
Oh, excellent. And how does this feel? I've listened to the album itself, but it seems to fit your voice beautifully.
Yes, very well. And it's a huge compliment that people actually tell me that I sound a lot like Victoria de Los Angeles, just hearing my voice. And so I have always admired her. I've listened to her a lot. And I thought, wow, well, why not have this next disc be a tribute to her and the beautiful singer that she was and the champion she was for Spanish music and Spanish art song, because we know this beautiful thing that is art song, but most people are familiar with maybe German Lied or French Melodie or
Italian,
canzonetta.
Exactly.
But a little lesser known is this
whole huge amount of repertoire.
Yes, exactly. So it's been our pleasure, really, to discover a lot of the things that are lesser known as part of the mm-hmm. Spanish music or Latin classical music canon, and to be able to share them with the world through these recordings. And so I also love that in doing a little bit more research on Victoria de Los Angeles, that she started really young, like I did. She was probably 7, and her sister's like, hey, come on, you're a good singer. And so she got a very early start, and I think this, my family tells me that I came out singing, but nobody in the family was really very musical. I mean, they appreciated music, but nobody really kind of knew what to do with me. And it was really my great aunt, who studied organ and piano at Peabody, who was visiting, who said to my family, you know, I think Jessica has some kind of musical talent and you might want to get her some kind of training. So I started piano at 5, and then we were visiting family, and I offered to sing for everybody when I was about 8. And that led me on the path to finding a voice teacher in Los Angeles, where I grew up. And so it's just a wonderful opportunity to reflect on my own personal musical journey and realize that I wasn't alone in starting so young. And my father is from Peru.
I was going to say that you have a Peruvian background.
Yes, I have Peruvian heritage. And while I didn't spend my childhood years with my father, I've always had this desire to connect with all things Latin. And actually, when I turned 30... I'm still only 28, you know. But when I turned 30.
It's a miracle.
I know, right? Especially because I'm coming up on another big birthday this year. But when I turned 30, I took my dad to Peru. I said, please show me all the places where you grew up. And we took, he grew up in Lima. And my grandmother, his mother, who had was deceased by that time, she had grown up in Iquitos, and they had a little opera house, and she sang in the opera chorus, and she also was a seamstress and made probably over 1,000 wedding dresses. And I just felt like I could feel her spirit there somehow, and I was somehow connected to her. You know, they say that music often skips a generation, and so, and my dad often jokes that my grandmother told him he could never sing. He's got a very resonant voice, but, you know, carrying a tune is another
challenge.
Yes. But it's just been wonderful to be able to sort of understand from where I've come and to celebrate that through this gift that I was given.
You were definitely given a gift. But, Mark, I think about the accompaniment. You know, it's definitely the voice and the piano are on equal terms here. Yeah. And the piano is a challenge. All of these pieces are very challenging.
Yeah, it was a very, of the three recordings we've done, this was definitely the most challenging for me.
Because you have to sound, I mean, it's almost like you can't sound like a piano. You have to sound like every other instrument that would be accompanying this kind of music.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Defia specifically, Jessica has sung them with orchestra. Well, we were just in Mexico City to sort of launch this disc in December. And we were in a music festival there, and she sang with the orchestra the Defia songs. And she's also sung them, of course, with piano with me, and then with guitar as well. You know, you just kind of have to wed those three things all in one when you collaborate with a singer on that kind of repertoire.
Absolutely.
And he does it effortlessly.
Oh, stop.
He would say that that's not true, but I heard the disc, so I was there.
I know, personally. Jessica, we're going to listen to a little bit of one of your favorite pieces.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about, tell us the title and the composer and why it's one of your favorites.
Yes, so this is called Del Cabello Más Sutil, which is by Obradors, and it's from a little larger work, a song cycle, classical Spanish songs, but this, is, I think, is my favorite because the very first time I heard it on a recording by the beautiful Arlene Auger, when I was, I think I was in college at the time, and I also bonded with her in the sense that I was, you know, from Southern California, and she was also from Southern California, so I thought, okay, I think I can make it. And I heard it, and it was just transported me to another dimension, and she was accompanied by Dalton Baldwin on that recording, and it's her Love Songs album, which the whole album is just exquisite. And it was actually the last song that I worked with my voice teacher who passed away several years ago, Nina Hinson. Nina had invited Mark and I to come to New Mexico, where she had and her husband had retired. She was a big supporter of the Desert Chorale, and she asked us to be a part of their fundraising gala. And so I was working the piece with her, and truly, she was such a special person for me. I don't think that I would have had the career that I have had without her intervention and just her spirit and her love and her no-nonsense approach to vocal technique and production and musicality. And so we worked that together, and it's kind of an homage to her. When we were recording it, I was thinking of her so much because I thought the last time I sang this live with Mark was at that gala, and it was, you know, music is such a personal thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so the experiences that you have with special people, like Nina or like Mark, you want to carry that into every single performance of that piece. So I think that's part of why it's a favorite of mine.
She was a great lady, and she loved my playing, and she never loved anybody's playing.
Well, there you go. I mean, that
says it all, right?
That is pianist Mark Carver, and here is soprano Jessica Rivera with this piece by Obradors. That is the voice of soprano Jessica Rivera and pianist Mark Carver with their brand new album, an homage to Victoria de los Angeles. And it has beautiful music on it, including this piece, Del Cabello Más Sutil. And here we go, just the end of it. Just beautiful, really. Wonderful. Jessica, do you speak Spanish? Is it part of your way of growing up? Is it part of your life?
It was not part of my growing up. As far as speaking it in the home, my father, until I was about a year old, it was a part of my home life. But after that, it wasn't. I learned a little bit in school. I studied in high school. Then I studied Italian, wanting to be an opera singer in college. So sometimes those wires get crossed. But I hablo un poquito español. And I think probably one of the best compliments I've received on my Spanish was when I was singing Osvaldo Goliov's Hay Nada Mar, his opera, in Madrid. And somebody who had seen one of our dress rehearsals came backstage and said, I would never know that you were not from Spain. And so that was a huge compliment that I can pronounce it really well. It is my best second language. Mm-hmm. I'm not 100% fluent because, unfortunately, I don't speak it every day.
Right.
But when my father and I chat on the phone, I make him speak to me in Spanish so that I can continue to practice
every
time we talk.
Oh, my goodness. Mark, you've been very busy. I actually had the opportunity to hear you play this past weekend Robert Schultz piece, Toccata, that he wrote for you. And that was pretty amazing.
It was kind of a funny story behind it because, you know, during the pandemic, the only socialization would be if you went out of doors.
Mm-hmm.
So one day we were walking in Homewood Cemetery, and I asked him, I said, Robert, have you ever written a toccata? And he said, no. And I said, well, why don't you write me one? Well, I was joking, but he wasn't. A year later, toccata was born. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and then the three reflections that I played with Tina were written for us as well.
Oh, right. So, with Tina playing violin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. A great pianist, but also a great violinist.
Great. Yes. So lovely.
It was a really lovely afternoon.
It really was. Now, do you folks have any plans for another album or thoughts about what's going to happen?
Well, actually, that's part of the reason why I drove in today to Pittsburgh. We are headed into a rehearsal, actually, just after this, for a concert that we're doing as part of the Cincinnati Opera season.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that repertoire is music that we have done previously on our Urtex discs. One of those pieces is the Tres Canciones Mexicanas by Salazar. And so we're meeting up again with Eleanor Weingartner this summer. She's going to come in and play on the recital as we reunite to do those songs. They are probably the songs that I receive the most requests for music because they were arranged for that disc.
Mm.
And they're popular Mexican songs that were written by her father-in-law, but never really kind of got much airtime, I guess.
Went anywhere. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. so we had them arranged for the disc. And so we are looking to do more of those songs on our upcoming disc, as well as doing some other things. And I have a future project that I'm hoping to also do with Urtext called Villancicos, Las Posadas y La Navidad Negra, which is something that I learned about just recently in my research for some upcoming projects.
Mm-hmm.
My friend had an idea about doing Christmas carols. Of
right.
course, we were in Mexico City hearing a lot of the Christmas carols that were being performed as part of the Urtex Festival. And then there is this tradition called Las Posadas, which means they're trying to find the inn. Mary and Joseph are trying to find a place to have the baby Jesus. So it's this procession of Las Posadas. But I discovered that there is a tradition in Peru called La Navidad Negra. And it is music that is celebrating the Black Christmas. And a lot of they're not native Peruvians, but they came over from Africa. So there is this intersection of cultures of, you know, people from Africa, but Peruvian culture that have created this celebration called La Navidad Negra. So I am really excited to do a ton more research. And if there's anybody out there listening to this, please call in and tell Anna that they want to talk to me about it,
right,
because right. I am really just scratching the surface on learning about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, again, it's just a part of the discovery of my Peruvian soul. So
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Jessica, Mark, thank you so much for stopping by. How can we get our hands on this wonderful CD if we'd like?
Well, it is on the Urtex Digital Classics website. It's also on Spotify and Apple Music. So any of those streaming services, you can type in our names and type in Victoria de Los Angeles, and we will appear.
You might find all three of them, actually.
Yes.
That we've recorded.
Oh, so. Yeah. That are available.
Yeah, I think
they're
all on the streaming platforms.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well,
so, yeah.
Lovely to meet you.
Same.
Good luck with the toy with the Don Elvira.
Thank you so much.
The other wonderful things. And you're just busier than all get out there, Mark.
I'm here.
You're here. You are really here. All the time. Thanks,
heavens. Anna.
Mark Carver and Jessica Rivera and their beautiful homage to Victoria de los Angelis. And you can get that and pretty much on any streaming service and also on Urtext online.